AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. Tropical Storm Bill has gained some wind speed as it aims toward the Texas coast, the center of the big storm expected to cross the coast this morning. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Stacy Stewart says the wind could cause some trouble.
Given that maximum winds are now 60 miles per hour, there are winds strong enough to produce usually minor tree damage, maybe knock down some trees and power lines, but we don't see the winds strong enough to produce any kind of serious structural damage.
The greatest threat from Bill, torrential rain up to a foot in isolated parts of East Texas. Houston Emergency Management spokesman Michael Walter says the city is preparing for flash flooding.
We've been pre-staging assets all across the city, including barricades, high water rescue vehicles, things like that, that we would be able to call at a moment's notice in the event that some of the rainfall resulted in flash flooding or very heavy street flooding.
AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.